My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love.
I have to point out, this is just for a bit of fun, okay? You can just do a bit of showing off, basically. So here's the question for today. I don't know whether you'd find this on Google, but you probably would. But try not to do it without Google today, right? It's about Google, though. According to a survey, what is the most commonly misspelled word when searching Google? Good one, isn't it? Good question. I like it. I thought about it for a while and I just couldn't come up with anything at all. But Shauna actually was sitting here in the meeting, didn't know the answer to this, but came up with one straight away and she was right. So maybe go with your gut instinct. According to a survey, what is the most commonly misspelled word when searching Google? Emma, who's been in touch, said, this is wrong, I'm afraid, Emma, but let's have a listen anyway.
Hi, Ian. I think the misspelled word is probably accommodation.
Ooh, a good one. Accommodation. Yeah, that's a hard one. That's a hard one. Accommodation. Not the one we're looking for today. Not the most commonly misspelled word, but I'd say it is misspelled quite a bit. I get it wrong every single time. So what is the most commonly misspelled word? Let's have a listen to Sheena.
Morning, Ian. It's Sheena here on my way into work. Ian, for me, the most commonly misspelled word would have to be, sounds awful this time in the morning, but diarrhea. I'm always getting confused between Imodium and Motilium, and I always have to Google which one is for which. And that is the word I can never spell. No matter how many times I try and remember it, I can never get it right. So that's my thought for the day.
Thank you very much, Sheena. Very good. Hope you're feeling okay, by the way, this morning. Good. I've just looked it up for you so that I can tell everybody how to spell diarrhea. And there are two ways to spell it. So this is the confusion. I mean, if they could just make up their minds and then we could all learn how to spell diarrhea. D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A or D-I-A-R-R-H-O-E-A. No wonder. So there's an O in it. Well, rightly so. There's an O in it. Anyway, Sheena, so don't feel bad about yourself. You know, there are many ways to spell it, it would appear. Anyway, we've got a few more coming into us as well. We've got Noel on the line. Let's see if Noel is right. According to the survey, what is the most commonly misspelled word when searching Google?
Hi, Ian. We're hoping the most commonly misspelled word is separate, or maybe it's exercise, one or the other. Noel in Kilkenny.
Exercise, separate, or separate, or if that's the same way, it probably isn't. Anyway, that's wrong. Sorry, Noel, but thank you very much for having a go. And we're all in the same boat here. We still don't know what it is. So let's find out the most commonly misspelled word when searching Google. Stephanie.
Good morning. So the word that I always struggle with when I'm trying to Google it is guaranteed. The start of it is just a muddle and I don't know. So maybe that.
G-U-A, isn't it? Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. You say, why put in the U? Like, it's guaranteed, G-A-R, guaranteed. Come on. Anyway, that's it. It's all about the evolution of the language, isn't it? Okay, I think we might have the answer. David in Dublin. How are you, David? How's it going? According to a survey, what's the most commonly misspelled word when searching Google?
I think the word that's spelled incorrectly is restaurant. I think a lot of people get that mixed up when they're spelling that, so I think it's restaurant.
Restaurant. He even said it twice. Good man, David. That is the correct answer, believe it or not. I suppose, if you think about it practically, a lot of people would be actually looking for restaurants, and so if you're in a city that you haven't been in before, or you're trying to get a bit of inspiration for a restaurant, you might put in the word restaurant, and there is that A-U-R, because it's a French word, isn't it? Restaurant. A-U-R-A-N-T. Where do you put the A-U? Is that at the last bit? Exactly. Anyway, David, well done. David in Dublin got it right. We want to give our final €1,000 Aldi gift card to somebody, to a mammy. And we've got Kira on the line, who is going to tell us who it is. Hello, Kira, how are you?
Hello, hi, I'm brilliant. How are you?
Great. So whereabouts in Australia are you, Kira?
I am in a regional Victoria. I'm doing my regional work at the moment. I'm in a tiny little town called Ararat.
Ararat.
Ararat, it's a mouthful.
Is this the way to Ararat? Try saying that after a few glasses of wine, eh? Ararat. When you get into a taxi. So, Kira, tell us about this fantastic mammy of yours.
Well, her name is Eileen. She is just the most amazing mom. Unfortunately, we've all fled the nest. She's got three girls, and so she's an empty nester. One of us is in Australia, one of us is in Philadelphia in America, and Sinead's in Limerick, so not too far.
Where's your mum? She's in Kildare, isn't she?
She's in Kildare, yeah. She's just outside Naas.
Right,
And she's just so amazing, like, no matter where we are in the world, like, she's always on the other end of the phone, like, just the most supportive and incredible mom I could ever ask for, and I miss her so much.
So yeah, it says here, it's a nice way you put it, actually. She said, whether it be a shoulder to cry on or the cheerleader celebrating our wins, I couldn't ask for a better mammy. We got to meet this lovely woman. Eileen, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Good morning. So this is a long distance kind of call. When was the last time you spoke to each other? Was it just yesterday or 10
minutes? About 2 days ago.
Tuesday. Right. Yeah, 2 days ago.
I remember years ago when people went away years ago, it used to cost a fortune, but it's much, it doesn't cost anything now, does it really? You know,
WhatsApp
and all
that. No, it's the best thing ever.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Brilliant.
So listen, Eileen, it says that you're great, you're so supportive, always ready at the end of the phone to be a shoulder to cry on or a cheerleader celebrating the wins. You sound like a very positive woman.
Well, I'm very lucky. I have three great girls and a fantastic husband, so it's easy to be positive in my house.
Right, okay. You see, now what you're doing is now you're putting it onto other people and you're saying it's the daughters and it's your husbands and all. It's you, Eileen, it's you. This is your weekend.
Thank you, Mom.
You got to celebrate. So one of them is in Australia, that's Kira who's on the line, and one of them's in America in Philadelphia, and then the other one's in Limerick.
Yeah, so Fiona is in Philadelphia, she's working there since last summer, and Sinead then is in Limerick doing primary school teaching in Mary Immaculate College.
Very good, excellent. So you must be very proud of them all, are you?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yeah. I have three daughters. I had no sisters myself, so it's just brilliant to have three girls.
Okay, and Kira, what are you doing in Australia? Just kind of, if you don't mind me asking you.
I'm an occupational therapist.
Right.
So, it's great. I get to work in the Australian healthcare system, which is obviously different to our HSE. So, it's great. I love it here.
Yeah, good stuff. And listen, Eileen, have you been down? Like, have you been to Australia or...
Oh, that's a bit of a sore point. We haven't actually gone out yet. She's there about a year and a half, but we are going next year. And we did go 35 years ago. We got married. We went on honeymoon. My brother lives in, has a brother living in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And we did visit then. But we are going next year. We promise, Kira. We're definitely coming.
Now that you're on the radio,
She said it on the radio. Listen, we're having such a great chat here. I forgot we're supposed to be doing a little competition as well. So I have to ask you these questions, right? Here we go.
Okay.
Don't worry, I'll help if you need it. What is the name of the mother in the Addams family? Is it Marge or Morticia?
Morticia.
Oh, there you go. Brains to burn, this family. Brains to burn. Okay. Mama Told Me Not to Come was a hit in 2000 for Tom Jones and a Welsh rock band. Do you know the name of that Welsh rock band?
I wasn't even alive. No.
2000. Well, it starts with, left and right on speakers, that kind of sound. starts with. So it would be kind of like. Somebody said it there.
Stereophonics,
yeah! Was that a clue from Australia, was it? Brilliant. Okay, so we got Stereophonics. Right, final one. Vogue Williams has how many kids with her husband, Spencer?
Three. I love Vogue Williams.
Three. Is the right answer. Well done. Okay, so listen. Eileen, we're going to send you an Aldi gift card for €1,000, which we're going to get down to you, to Nace. Is there an Aldi near Nace? I'm sure there is.
There is, yeah. There's one in Blessington.
Yeah, have it earmarked. Fair play to you. Eileen, pleasure talking to you. You're a fantastic woman, and you, by the sound of things, you have raised three magnificent women, and you're married to a magnificent man as well. So good on you. Keep it going. Thanks, Eileen.
Lovely.
Thanks, Ciara.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. So, let us showbiz news. I saw a little bit about this, and I like everything these days. You read a kind of a headline rather than reading the whole thing. So, we're going to get the full story now from Shauna. Vogue Williams posts an official statement on Instagram.
Yeah, now I have to say, when I saw this last night, my heart sank because I read the top of it, unlike you. Yeah. I read the headline and it says, it is with great sadness that I have to let you know that Sven and I thought,
no. Here we go, not
and
them.
She said, in capital letters, are not breaking up. So she went on to say that she would normally avoid addressing these kind of rumours, but that for some reason, rumours of herself and Spencer Matthews breaking up just won't go away. She says they're very happily married, they are in love, there is no truth in these stories at all, and she wants to clear that up for once and for all. She doesn't want her kids to hear these lies and be worried, and you know, because people are talking. And you know, parents talk and the kids will hear it and the whole lot. So she said, not true, very happily married.
But you know the way social media works, people say,
I believe it.
I believe it too. I'm just saying the way it works.
And Vogue gets a lot of that stuff. Yeah. I do feel for her. She gets
a lot of...
But
she handles it with a good sense of humour, I think, to be fair to her. You know, very good. So, Vogue and Spenny, does she call him Spenny sometimes?
She does, Spenny,
are fine.
They're
fine. Thank you very much. And very happy. And we wish them the very best of luck.
Yeah.
And ITV have made a big announcement.
Yeah, I feel a bit guilty bringing you this story now, Ian, because I know you know my feelings on this, but ITV have officially announced the end of Dancing on Ice.
I know, it's all your fault.
I started the ball rolling.
Yeah, yeah.
So after 17 seasons...
You put the germ of the idea into their head.
I did, and I'm sorry.
You know, that girl is right. That woman from Kildare is
not. Let's just cut it now. But 17 seasons later, a representative from ITV said that the show will be rested in 2026. There are no...
Rested.
Plans for another series. Yeah. So the viewing figures for the most recent show, they dropped into 2.4 million. In its heyday, it was pulling in nearly 12 million.
Right.
It had a good run. It was on air for nearly 19 years. So there's space for something new now on a Sunday evening. So, you know, change is good.
Change is good.
Yeah.
So Dancing on Ice is over.
It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wonder why you're so happy. You've been skipping around Marconi House all day today. Bit of rock and roll coming up on the kickstart this morning. Very nice. We are going to Aoife Dunn, who is in Waterford. Aoife, how are you? How's it going?
I'm great, Ian. How are you keeping? Good morning.
Very good. I believe you're the chair of a committee.
I am, yes. I have the privilege, yes, exactly. You know, volunteer to be a chair of a committee here in Lismore,
In Lismore in Waterford, yeah?
Lismore County, Waterford, and
You've got an exciting new project kicking off soon, I believe.
Huge project, Ian, 18 months in the making, but we're bringing glamping pods to Lismore, so we're hoping to have them open by September, October time, all going well.
Okay, so how many pods are you going to have?
Five of them, Ian.
Five?
Yeah, so you have to come down and visit now later on.
Oh, God, lovely, very nice. And are they situated in a nice, you know, place, nice little vista?
Lovely, right step bang in the middle of Lismore Town, actually, so walking distance to the castle and all of our fancy, lovely tour spots, yeah, so it'll be great.
And do you like being the chair of the committee?
You know, it's they're a great old bunch, in fairness, like, you know what I mean? So plenty of work, but I'm sure it'll be worth it in the end, you know, like anything, yeah.
Do you meet very formally or do you meet informally?
Oh, a bit of both. Like, you know, the social side is also very important.
Socialising, absolutely. So listen, when will the glamping pods be available for people to actually use?
We're hoping for September, October of this year. Yeah, we've a bit of work to do. Yes, lend it over and all the sites cleared. But yeah, all going away September, October this year.
Will there be electricity in them?
Oh, there will? Yeah.
All the mod cons.
Inside plumbing and everything,
God's sake, that's brilliant. Well, listen, best of luck with that. Lismore glamping pods are on the way, everybody. Yay! And I believe you're a big fan of sea swimming as well.
I am, I do, do a fair bit of sea swimming, sure, because I'm just getting back into it now again with the temperatures are picking up a bit, so great.
Oh, you mean you don't do it when the weather's bad, do you not?
No, not particularly. I'm not that hardcore.
You're a fair weather one, are you?
Yes, absolutely. 100%.